Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, council officers, committee members. We're here today for the planning committee meeting of the 29th of May. We'll just start with a brief introduction of ourselves and then move on to the remainder of the business. So I'll be the chairman for the meeting, Councillor Arshad Afsar. To my right, I've got the planning manager, Naomi Perry, and planning officer, Barbara Toy. Later on at item two, we will receive planning officer, Alan Harvey. And we do have highways officer, Malcolm Jones, for item number two. To my left, I have Penelope James, legal representative, and trainee solicitor Leah, and Democratic Services Officer Daniel Corkett. If I could ask committee members from my right to just press the mic and introduce yourselves, please.
Good afternoon, Councillor Michael Slater.
Good afternoon, Alison Legg.
Good afternoon, Saeed Hussain.
Bev Ashcroft.
Councillor Colin Whittaker.
Councillor Jackie Jones.
Councillor Smedley.
Councillor Liz Bullock.
Thank you. We'll just start off with some housekeeping rules. If I could remind everybody to switch off their mobile phones. We're not expecting a live fire alarm, live train test fire alarm. So if you do hear the fire alarm, it will be a live call. So if you can proceed back out the way you came onto the main car park. A polite notice for members in the gallery not to call out when individuals are speaking, as it will prevent others from hearing the debate. Any member on the list to speak will be given 3 minutes when the appropriate item comes. Thank you. Now we'll move over to the agenda itself. Item number one, agenda item number one. Do we have any apologies for absence?
Thank you, Chair. We have apologies from Councillor Holton and Councillor.
Thank you. Do we have agenda item number two? Do we have any declarations of interest at this point? I believe myself, as well as members of the committee, have received an email. I myself have forwarded the email to the legal representatives at the council, and obviously not opened the email, opened it but not looked into the email. And obviously my view will be solely based on what we're here to discuss today. Can I just see a show of hands of all committee members that have received an email? Can we take note of that, please? Thank you. Do we have any further declarations of interest to be noted? Councillor Hussain.
Thank you, Chair. I received an email, and I opened it, but I haven't read it, and I forwarded it to the officer and your good self. And I can assure you I came here with open mind.
Thank you, Councillor Hussain. That's been noted. Agenda item number three. Could I request members to accept the minutes from the last meeting held on the 23rd of April 2024? Can I have a proposer? Councillor Jones. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Ashcroft. Can I see a show of hands, all those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. We'll move on to our agenda item number four. Do we have any urgent business to be brought to the attention of the committee? Thank you. We don't have any urgent business. Agenda item number five. to request nominations for the Vice Chairman for the ensuing year. Would anybody like to put themselves forward as the Vice Chairman for the ensuing year? So would you like to carry on, Councillor Hussain? Yep. So we have a proposal of Councillor Hussain to carry on as the Vice Chairman for the ensuing year. Can I see a show of hands, all those in favour? Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 6, which is the applications for planning permission to be considered by the committee today. So the first application on today's list is application P2024-00083, and that's the change of use from a single residential dwelling use class C3 to use as a children's home use class C2. For up to 5 children with associated bin and cycle stores, and the address is Branscombe, 17 Bridge Street, Stretton, Staffordshire, DE130EL. I will now pass it over to the planning officer to present the case. Thank you.
Good afternoon. As the Chair has said, this is application P/2024/00083 for the site known as Branscombe, 17 Bridge Street in Stretton. The proposal is for the change of use of the single dwelling house in use class C3A to use as a children's home, use class C2 for up to 5 children with associated bin and cycle stores. I would just mention at this point that there is an update sheet relating to this particular item, with 2 further representations received since the publication of the report. One of those items was sent to all members as previously discussed, and that is appended to the late paper. The home would be for 5 children aged 5 to 18 years to be registered for up to 2 children with emotional, behavioural or learning difficulties. 1 carer per child, operating 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 1 house manager 3 or 4 days a week, 9 till 5, and 2 overnight carers from 10 p.m. till 8 a.m. So the site sits on the southern side of Bridge Street, comprises a detached 3-storey house in a large plot with a large driveway and rear garden. Sits just to the west of the junction with the Green, which is a one-way road. 18 and 19 Bridge Street, to the west of the site, is a pair of semi-detached houses. Number 18 has a single-storey side garage immediately adjacent to the boundary. To the east is a detached 2-storey house, 27 the Green, with further terraced properties along the Green and terraced houses on the opposite side of Bridge Street. Excuse me. The Green building on the opposite side of the road, slightly to the west, is a Grade 2 listed building, and this shows a slightly wider area for the site. Chiltern Court is a block of flats on the corner of Church Road, and here is bungalows on the corner of Church Road and Bridge Street. There is mention throughout the report and in the objections raised from neighbours that there has been, there were two other care home applications within the Stretton area at the same time that this application came in. 118 Church Road was one of those applications that has since been withdrawn, and the other one was for 81 Church Road, which is identified on this plan. So this is number 81 Church Road, where the red dot is here, and this is the application site down here. So it is some distance, approximately 580 metres to the northeast. 81 is from the application site. 81, the application was for a care home for four children. That has been refused. An appeal has been submitted. There is, however, a certificate of lawfulness has been granted for three children to be at the premises. That has not been implemented at this point. So, site layout plan identifies that there is sufficient space on the frontage for at least five vehicles. With five vehicles on the frontage, they can still use the in and out driveway, although additional vehicles could be parked on the frontage parallel parked, etc. The red dot here identifies a large tree on the frontage, which is protected under a tree preservation order, and that is unaffected by the proposals. There is a proposed cycle store area here behind the fencing that members saw this morning that secures the rear garden, and adjacent to that would be a bin store. Originally the bin store was to be adjacent to the property at this side, but it has been moved to the opposite side of the house and beyond the bin store, so it's not adjacent to the boundary. Excuse me. The proposed floor plans, there is no proposed changes to the internal or external layout of the property. The loft conversion is existing from approximately 15 years ago. It did have building regulations approval. The second floor windows in the side gables, which you will see photographs of later in the presentation, are currently into bedrooms and would remain in bedrooms. So the ground floor layout, kitchen and dining area, open plan area, two living spaces on the frontage, conservatory, first floor, three bedrooms for children, one, two and three, and that's the staff sleeping room, and on the top floor, staff office stroke living room and two further bedrooms. Proposed cycle and bin stores that would be within the rear garden behind the fence line, timber construction. This does show in the bin store plan the space for three domestic wheelie bins. No commercial bins are proposed. Moving on to some photographs of the property. So the front and rear elevations here, showing the large frontage and the large aspect of the property. Property does sit within a large plot and the existing conservatory to the rear. The rear garden, as members saw this morning, this is a large rear garden with mature trees in it. There is an outbuilding that, although it has garage doors on it, obviously not a garage, it's just for storage purposes. And this is where the current bins are stored, which is to the eastern side of the house, but the new bin store would be on the opposite side. So moving on to the adjoining properties, so number 18 and 19 Bridge Street are semi-detached houses situated to the west with a single-storey side garage on the side of number 18, which separates the house from the boundary with the application site. A different view from the street showing the second floor side gable window in the loft conversion, and also showing that there is an in and out driveway to the large paved frontage of the property. Also the TPO tree sitting on the frontage, which will remain unaffected. Also noted that there is double yellow lines on this side of Bridge Street outside the property. Moving on, number 27, The Green, which is the property that sits immediately to the east of the site. So this is the application property. Number 27 is here. You'll note there is no upper floor windows on number 27. It is a blank elevation facing the application site. So the window at second floor level looks over the roof line of... due to the slight difference in levels, looks over the roof line of number 27, and that just shows the separation between the two properties. So opposite, a row of terraced houses with on-street parking on that side of the road. Chilton Court, as mentioned, block of flats on the corner of Church Road. This is The Green, which sits further to the east of number 27, and the bungalows mentioned previously sit behind The Green. Moving on, these are the side elevations of the property that show the second floor windows within the side gable. The one on this side sits forward of number 18, and this one slightly forward and looking at the roof line of number 27, The Green. So moving on to the details from the report. Staff County Council Highways have raised no objections, subject to conditions to ensure parking and turning areas are retained and the cycle storage is provided. ICB, which is the Integrated Care Board, have raised no comments. Staff County Council Children and Family Services have raised no objections and identified a need for facilities of this kind in East Staff and within Burton. Staffordshire Police raised no objections and have also confirmed that they have no concerns at the two other existing homes run by the applicant within the borough, as mentioned in the main report. Ofsted, the home would require to be registered with them, but no comments on the likely success of such an application before a request for registration is made. Environmental Health have raised no objections. Public representations. Stretton Parish Council have raised an objection to the proposals. Detrimental impact on the local area and the lives of nearby residents and schools. Potential antisocial behaviour. Considerable vehicle movement and parking. Access from a very busy road. Excuse me. Insufficient parking on site. Highway parking would cause further congestion on the surrounding roads. And third application in 2 months for the change of use in Stretton, detrimental to the area. Ward members, objections have been received from Councillor S. Slater and M. objections relating to parking, noise and antisocial behaviour. In terms of neighbour representations, received objections from 32 addresses, one objection on behalf of 12 residents in one block of flats, a petition with 137 signatures in objection to the proposals, and one letter of support. The letter of support indicated it would create local jobs and they were disgusted by the local objection to the application. In terms of objections, they're detailed in full in the main report. This is a brief summary. The principle of the use not appropriate in this location or in Stretton. Two other applications in the immediate area. No facilities for young people in the area. Loss of family home to a commercial use. Noise and disturbance. Overlooking and loss of privacy. potential antisocial behaviour, negative impact on vulnerable residents in the area, vast increase in vehicle movements, already very busy road with significant traffic congestion and on-street parking, insufficient on-site parking, vehicle movements greater than that as a family house, no consent for the loft conversion, policies and appeals in other authorities have been referred to. In terms of policies, the NPPF, East Staff's local plan, East Staff design guide, parking standards SPD, separation distance and amenity SPD, and the threatened neighbourhood plan. Moving on to the main body of the report, the principle of the development. The site sits within a sustainable location and the property would remain in residential use, albeit in a different use class to the existing dwelling. Staffordshire County Council have confirmed a need for such care homes in East Staffs and Burton. Policy SP16 of the local plan requires a mix of dwellings and conditions are recommended to secure the use and the number of children. The home would require Ofsted registration prior to operation. The registration process is vigorous and suitability of the home and its location are all considered. For clarification, use class C3 is for a single family dwelling, use class C2 is residential institution. Design and impact on character of the area. The proposals include no physical changes to the property and the TPO tree on the frontage would remain unaffected. The second floor loft conversion has been in situ for approximately 15 years and results in a 6-bedroom detached house. 81 Church Road, one of the other applications made, has a certificate of lawfulness as a care home for 3 children and 3 staff. Number 81 is situated approximately 580 metres from the site on the main church road, an appropriate distance from the application property. In terms of amenity, the specific use and numbers of children at the home can be controlled through the recommended condition. There is a condition that restricts it to the age group of 5 to 18 years and for 5 children. The environmental health have raised no concerns in terms of noise or disturbance and have confirmed that noise would be no different to an extended family home. There would be sufficient safeguards in place through Ofsted to monitor and manage behaviour to ensure no adverse impact on the amenities of the surrounding occupiers. Part of the Ofsted registration process is the provision of an operational management plan. The location of the bin store has been amended during the course of the application to move it away from the boundary on the eastern side and sit it on the western side of the property, away from the boundary. In terms of highway matters, the Highway Authority have raised no objections to the proposals, subject to conditions to ensure that the parking and turning areas are retained and the cycle storage provided. The site sits in a sustainable location on a Class C road. The site has an in and out vehicle access and sufficient space on the frontage for at least 5 vehicles to park, which Highways are satisfied would meet the operational needs of the use and meet the requirements of the parking standards SPD. It is recognised that Bridge Street is a busy route with existing on-street parking on the opposite side of the road, which can cause interruption of the flow of traffic. But this is an existing situation and Highways are satisfied that proposed change of use would not have a severe impact on the surrounding neighbour highway network. In conclusion, the proposals comply with the NPPF, local plan policies, parking standards SPD, design SPD, and separation distance and amenity SPD. Local authority have worked proactively with the applicant during the course of the application. The recommendation is to approve with conditions as per the main report. Thank you.
Thank you. We'd now open the floor to public speakers. We have a number of speakers for this item, so if I could ask for a parish council representative, Elaine Pritchard, to come forward, please. Just press the centre button when you're ready. Thank you.
Thank you. So I often experience long tailbacks of traffic down Bridge Street and into Bitham Lane at peak times as traffic from densely populated housing estates heads into Burton and onto the A38. This is exacerbated because residents in the Victorian terraced cottages opposite 17 Bridge Street have to park on the road outside their homes, meaning that queuing traffic has to wait for a break in oncoming traffic to overtake parked vehicles. While there is space at the front and side of 17 Bridge Street, we can't accept that it is sufficient to cope when shifts of one-to-one carers for five children hand over and for family visitors and other support professionals providing medical, psychological and educational support. It would also require some hazardous reversing and turning movements to get vehicles out and onto the roads, and that noise late at night will be a disturbance to local residents. The Green is a one-way street where many residents and their essential visitors, such as carers and doctors, have to park on the road. There is also a long-established hairdressing business just two doors away from 17 Bridge Street, which would be impacted if the few remaining on-road spaces are lost to the vehicles the children's home would generate, which we maintain would be in excess of the traffic generated by a family home. On March the 22nd, I met Councillor Mark Sutton, Staffordshire County Council's Cabinet Member for Children and Young People, and he assured me that Staffordshire already has more residential places for looked after children than it requires. As a result, many looked after children from other parts of the country that don't have enough provision come to live in Staffordshire homes, and the County Council has no power to intervene or visit those homes that house children from outside the county. He told me this is a factor in the County Council's decision to set up and run five children's homes itself, which it can fully control. We also raised the issue of the proliferation of private for-profit children's homes such as 17 Bridge Street with our MP, who wrote on our behalf to David Johnston, Minister for Children, Families and Wellbeing. While his reply assured us of Ofsted's inspection process, we are still waiting to hear from him if the government intends to act on a select committee report that urged the government to consider whether it would be more appropriate for all children's homes to be run by the public sector, charities or not-for-profit community interest companies. That select committee report added, for far too long, some private providers have extracted significant profits from the public purse. At the same time, they have not demonstrated equivalent value for taxpayer money in terms of improved outcomes for the vulnerable children they care for. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I have the second speaker, Matthew Burks, to come forward, please? I think the button's already pressed, so just start when you're ready. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I speak on behalf of a number of residents objecting to this application. This is one of two applications submitted recently by the applicant, both within a small area. The first application for 81 Church Road was refused, although the home does still have an LDC. I summarise the planning officer's reasons, as they also apply to Bridge Street. The officer stated that the level of vehicle movements would be likely to result in daily significant noise and disturbance to neighbours, which would not be akin to that of a family household, and the shift changes would rely on the use of private cars to bring people to and fro due to the timing of bus services. The applicant's planning statement says that the home will essentially be no different from any other residential property and will not cause any material impacts on neighbours due to noise, disturbance, etc. We disagree, as did the planning officer at 81 Church Road. The planning inspector at appeal refusal for a home at Willenhall and Wyre and Blackpool councils, all of whom clearly state there will be far more noise, disturbance, comings and goings and traffic movements than there would be with a normal household. A previous planning application approved by SBC required 7 car parking spaces for a home for 3 children. This was to accommodate staff and management cars and people carriers for transport for children. This was for fewer children and staff than would be the case for Bridge Street. And the plans for Bridge Street assume parking for 5 standard-sized cars in a somewhat tight space. The plan does not allow for the type of people carrier normally used by children's homes for transport, as standard cars are usually too small to accommodate the numbers of children and accompanying carers. Is staff's parking standards SPD for parking at care homes requires parking requirements to assess whether comings and goings are likely to result in significant impact on neighbouring amenities and to take account of areas of excessive traffic, especially where the availability of off-street parking is inadequate. All of these situations apply to Bridge Street. The SPD also requires that parking must be designed so that exit onto the highway is always possible in a forward gear. We note that the vehicles at 81 Church Road already are in the habit of reversing onto Church Road. Moreover, vehicles have been observed parked across the pavement on 3 separate occasions recently. For these reasons, we request that the committee refuse this application. Thank you.
Thank you. If I could ask for Bill Hindsmarsh to come forward, please. Thank you. Again, I think the button's already pressed. Just start when you're ready. Thank you.
Can you hear me? Mr. Chair, just before I move on to what I'm saying, could I just ask that you note the fact that I live in Bridge Farm, directly across from this property. I'm not mentioned or referenced in the report or in this presentation, and I wrote a very long letter with my concerns, and I haven't been included in that. Could I also, before we start, just apologise to council members, because as 3-minute speakers, we don't have the luxury of time. So I am going to have to crack through what I need to say. So I just wanted to apologise, because I'm intending to speak quite quickly and perhaps sound as if I'm sort of shouting and bold lettering, if you don't mind that. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, I think it's important to say to you that what I'm talking about is not opinion, it's not perception, but fact. Based and substantial research which has been submitted to you from wide-ranging sources, government, departments, councils, staffs, East staffs, Stretton, from charities, from universities, from Ofsted. And the information has been collated and triangulated by neighbours who are professional people, professional in terms of education, mental health services, social services. So we have put stuff together based upon experience, and we're offering you facts and evidence. Need. As mentioned, the Staffordshire County Council's sufficiency report for 2023 says that provision in this sector is running at 35% capacity, akin to a family home. Nonsense. You have already disregarded this suggestion in your refusal for 81 Church Road. Same reasons apply here. Profile of the resident in care is an average 14 to 15-year-old teenager requiring one-to-one support, 24-hour supervision. Family home. Characterised, these young people, by vulnerability, poor educational engagement, challenging antisocial behaviour, prone to violent outbursts, high levels of involvement with the police, with the judicial system, i.e. they are bringing with them, unfortunately, a history of serious problems involving criminal activity. Facts and evidence. The childcare sector, last week, BBC Radio 4, File on for Women's Hour, not anti-children, talked of the crisis in this sector. Recurring threats in homes like this of drugs, gangs, sexual exploitation. Properties like this are a magnet for unwanted, unhelpful, dangerous people who are targeting these vulnerable residents. You know how close to the A38 this property is. Facts, evidence. The childcare sector is dominated by for-profit businesses. The Guardian calls it profiting from teenage trauma. It's a political free market choice for the use of taxpayers' money for profit. And of course, we know that there's probably going to be a governmental change. Hence, I believe you've had a glut of applications for properties like this before that funding source dries up. Also, staffing in this sector, severe shortages, poorly paid, poor levels of training, high staff turnover, transience, lack of stability for the young people, not a family home. Facts, evidence. So, within a house like this, what are the controls and safeguards in running the business? The application offers call the police. 75% over 1 year of calls, emergency calls to the police, were from for-profit homes.
Thank you now. So your time's finished, if you can end your statement there. Thank you.
Okay. You mentioned Ofsted, disastrous Ofsted, in another report for this company.
Thank you.
You've got that information. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Before I move on to the next speaker, if I can just request that the comments made by the speaker regarding his letter be noted, and if the planning officer wants to comment, if they do so now, before we move on, just so it's fresh.
The comments are included within the committee report and the further letter that included a number of the items that the speaker mentioned is appended to the late paper and was also sent to all members, so members have seen all those details.
Yep, thank you for that. If I can ask the final speaker, Sian Brown, to come forward, please. Again, the speaker's already on, so just speak when you're ready. Thank you.
So, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to address the committee. My name is Sian Brown, and I speak on behalf of the applicant 5AB Care. The children's home is proposed to be operated by 5AB Care, who currently operate other children's homes within the borough. Typically, our homes accommodate children aged between 5 and 18 who have emotional and behavioural difficulties or learning difficulties. The ethos behind 5AB Care's approach to operating children's homes is to provide an environment as close as practically possible to normal family life. This includes being schooled locally, with the children encouraged to make friends and participate in activities typical of other children of the same age. The structure of the household is therefore designed to ensure that the building functions as close to a typical family dwelling as possible. The children's home would have to be registered by Ofsted prior to its first use. The registration process is rigorous in terms of ensuring that a proposed home is suitable to accommodate the intended number of young people and adults to support them. The overall suitability of the building and its location is also considered as part of this. Figures from central government indicate there is a shortage of suitable places for children across much of the country. Indeed, Staffordshire County Council Children and Family Services have confirmed that there is a need for children's care home places in Burton and East Staffordshire more generally. One of the main issues with children's care is that children are often sent miles from the local area due to a shortage of places. This proposal therefore presents an opportunity to provide care for local children in need of a safe and secure home environment. Without this opportunity, children are likely to be placed much further from home, which, unless there is good reason for this, makes support much harder to provide. It is noted that a number of objections have been made by neighbours regarding the impact of the home. Whilst we understand concerns, the reality of a children's home of this nature is that it's actually very carefully managed, with typically an equal number of staff and children on site at one time. This means that much closer attention is given to children, and any challenge of behaviour will be managed and resolved quickly. Noise and disturbance would be kept to a limit, and it is unlikely that the home would have impacts greater than that if operated as a typical dwelling. We note also that parking is raised as a possible issue. The property has a large driveway capable of accommodating the cars required in association with the home. It is not likely that the home would result in any overspill parking. As is clear from the Planning Office's report, the proposed change of use is supported, not only because it complies with local and national planning policy, but also because it meets an identified need for children's care homes in the borough. It could, importantly, have a vital impact upon several vulnerable young people's lives by providing a stable home environment. This is a significant benefit of this proposal. In light of this statement, further to the information in the planning application, the applicant is hopeful that members agree with their officer's recommendation and approve the application. My colleague or I would be happy to take any questions, and I'd like to thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, if I can open the floor up to committee members for comments. Councillor Jones.
There seems to be a little conflict in what we've heard today about whether Staffordshire County Council do or don't need some additional homes of this sort within our area. I thought I'd seen in the report that Staffordshire County Council had confirmed that they did need this sort of care home within our area. Can we have either confirmation or clarity on that? Because we've certainly heard two different views there.
Staffordshire County Council Children and Family Services have confirmed to us that there is a need for this form of care home within East Staffordshire as a borough, and particularly in Burton. Whilst the document that the gentleman referred to says that there is ample need, it is across Staffordshire as a whole. Within East Staffs and Burton, there is an identified need. That is the most up-to-date information we've had from Children and Family Services.
Thank you. Any further speakers? Councillor Whittaker.
One of the other issues, so this need, is it a local need, or are they coming in from other areas into Staffordshire for this?
There is a need within East Staffs for places. It doesn't necessarily mean, it depends on Ofsted whether or not they allow children from outside of the area to be homed within the borough, or whether it is children from within the borough that are homed there. But in some circumstances, it isn't appropriate for children to be in a home within their local area, that they'd come from elsewhere, because they need to be separate from where they've grown up. So there's both sides of it. There is a need within the borough, but equally there is a need to provide homes for children who can't live within their own borough.
Councillor Slater.
Thank you, Chair. One of the speakers, the lady from the Parish Council, told us that Staffordshire County Council aren't able to supervise these kind of care homes. Is that correct? I would assume if there was an issue, then presumably the child protection team would be involved as a local authority for that sort of thing, or is it done differently for children not from here sort of thing? Does that make sense?
I don't believe that is the case. I think it's Ofsted that have all the remit for children's homes.
Councillor Whittaker.
Yeah, further question. Is the, license-wise, is this sort of an annual license or whatever? You know, if there was any sort of any problems in respect, is there any sort of level you can sort of put them right, any sort of mediation against it?
There are ongoing inspections by Ofsted. And referred to, I think, in the details in the late paper, was an Ofsted report on one of the other homes that's operated within the borough. There was an inspection and there was things that needed to be changed. They have been changed, and those and that's been taken off the record as far as Ofsted are concerned, that they're fine with the organisation and the running of that other home.
Councillor Jones.
There's quite quite a bit has been made about the fact that there was another application for children's home within the area, fairly close by, that was turned down. What are the similarities or the differences? What was, you know, you're obviously recommending approval for this one, and you actually turned the other one down, although I understand it's gone to appeal. So what were the different issues in the cases? That I know we only really are looking at this application, the one that's in front of us, but that does seem to be a bit relevant from a lot that people have said.
81 Church Road is a large property in a fairly small plot. The current application is a large property in a very large plot with a substantial driveway and very large rear garden, as you saw this morning. Number 81 is a different scenario. They only have a driveway that you can drive onto and reverse straight off. There's no facility for any turning or anything like that, and it would only be for three vehicles. It is very tight to the houses either side, where, as you've seen on the photographs on the presentation, there are gaps either side of number 17 to the adjoining properties. So it sits on its own, not immediately adjoining other properties. So it's very different circumstances at number 81 to it is at number 17.
Thank you. Do we have any further speakers on this item? Councillor Whitty.
Come back again. The shift patterns. Have we an idea when those shift patterns sort of take place? Because I'm just thinking of sort of school turnout and when the roads are really busy, whether there can any sort of can be avoidance on any of those issues.
The shift patterns are in the report. It's 8 in the morning till 10 at night for the one-to-one care, and then 10 at night until 8 a.m. for two overnight carers. So the one-to-one is only 8 till 10. So the shift changeover, whilst being at 10 o'clock at night, would not be at the busy peak times where people are coming in from work or at school times, and 8 o'clock it's early enough that it would be before the main school run.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Yeah, there also seemed to be concerns about the amount of people coming to visit the care home. Can you clarify how that works, please?
I'm led to believe that there wouldn't be many visitors to the property. There would be the five carers, if there is five children in the property. They don't always operate to maximum capacity, and a manager in 2 to 3 days a week, just 9 till 5. There wouldn't be many visitors at other times. Family visits don't tend to happen at the home but happen elsewhere, and other visitors to the property are unlikely. The children are likely to go out of the home for any other visits.
Thank you. Councillor Hussain, did you want to speak on?
Thank you, Chair. Do we have any number of staffs they're going to employ the care home? I'm concerned about 5 car space, obviously, if the employees and employer comes. I mean, or extra pressure on the parking space of 5.
During the day, although children will be at school a lot of the time, there would be one-to-one care. So if there's 5 children in the home, there would be 5 carers plus a manager 3 to 4 days a week, 9 to 5. There is shown on the plan 5 parking spaces. That still allows for sufficient turning and manoeuvring area to enter and leave the site in forward gear. There is, as you saw this morning, a very large driveway, so there is sufficient space to provide additional parking if required within the driveway. Manoeuvring might just be a little bit more difficult, but there is sufficient space to park more vehicles.
Thank you. Do we have any further speakers? Councillor Whittaker.
Just to say, whilst I share some of the concerns by the local residents, I can't really find any legitimate planning reasons why I would turn this out, and just hope with the conditions it can be monitored going forward. And that's it. So I will be in favour of this application.
Councillor Ashcroft. Thank you. Councillor Legg.
Thank you. The children that are going to live in this home will need to be registered at doctors that they don't have in Stratton. So if these people needed to see a doctor, they have to go all the way to land south of Branston, which again is another journey. You can't get there by bus. You'd have to change bus in Burton and then go to land south of Branston. And also, what is school capacity like in Stretton, please?
I have no details about school capacity. The applicants have said it would be, and I believe I've said, say that it would be preferred that the children attend local schools so that they can make friends with their peers and people living in the local area and be operating like a family would. In terms of doctors, that would be the situation if there was a family living in the house. It would be the same situation. And I would just point out that it is a six-bedroomed, large family house. All of the six bedrooms meet the double size room requirements of our supplementary planning guidance. So you could have 12 people living in that house.
Thank you.
Councillor Jones, do you want to come back?
Thank you for finally from me. Like others, I don't really see that there's any planning conditions that we can object to for this application. But even if we do grant permission, Ofsted then have to approve the way this house is run, the way it's managed, and presumably they do checks on it on a regular basis that wouldn't normally happen for a family home, I guess. But yes, providing that's that is the situation, and I don't see any real reason for us to object to this on planning grounds.
Thank you. Do we have any further speakers on the item? Councillor Smedley.
Thank you, Chair. Just following on from Councillor Legg, if there's not capacity at the junior schools and deferrers, that would obviously be then moving to other schools with transport issues again to take the children. And obviously that's something, it's an unknown, isn't it, really?
It would be if they need to attend schools that aren't in walking distance, yeah. But that's all something that's out of our control, depending on the school numbers, etc.
Thank you. Do we have any further speakers? No further speakers. So just summing up what we have in front of us, obviously we've got an application for a single dwelling to be changed into a children's care home. Obviously you've heard from objectors, speakers, the committee have obviously debated on the item. The application has received significant objections. Staffordshire County Council's no objections, ICB no comments. Children's Services have mentioned there is a need for this kind of use in the area. Police no objections, Ofsted they're not getting involved till an application is made. Obviously you've received and heard parish comments. Stratton Parish has raised significant objections. Ward members have raised objections. There's been 32 neighbourhood objections. So we've had a debate on the item, and obviously I've been indicated that Councillor Whittaker would like to take the application forward and propose it for approval. So if I can just have clarification for that.
Yeah, I propose we accept the application as per the officer's recommendations with the conditions attached.
Thank you, and Councillor Ashcroft has seconded the application. So, taking it to a vote for approval as per the officer's recommendations, can I see a show of hands, all those in favour of approval? Thank you. Any objections? Any abstentions? Thank you. So based on the vote in there, the application has been recommended for approval. Thank you. If any members would like to leave at this point before we move on to the next item, if you could do so, thank you.